Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you stay tuned. We are talking all about Baby one more time.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited. We are a full panel, but
yay.
Don't say yay because hold for dramatic effect. This is the last time you'll see us as a full panel. Would you like to let us know what's happening?
Oh, this is so sad. Well, Dakota's not going to be here
next week. Technically, I won't be here next week, but go ahead.
Unfortunately, due to certain circumstances, I will no longer be able to be on the panel. However, I will be here with you guys
in spirit.
There yes. We go. And I might, you know, from time to time, pop up on Kardashian's Beauty Breakdown. So yay. It's not too much of a sad situation.
And you yes. can come back anytime when you're in the area.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure.
We will miss you. We love you so much.
Aww, and me too, you guys. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Of course, yeah. We have someone kind of in the works, but we don't know anything yet. There's still a lot of finalizing that needs to be happening. But we will get a fourth panel member, and we will keep you guys up to date when we do. But in the meantime, where can we find you on social media?
Hey, you guys. My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at ShantiChristina.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Genoisie.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Yay. So, you guys, what is my favorite time? Every time we start a recap, what is my favorite time of the recap?
Tea time.
It's tea time. We are ready. We are loaded with a lot of good stuff. So let's go ahead and get started on that.
Let's do it.
The first thing, which I kind of touched on last week, it came into fruition. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It came into fruition. That's a big word. Within less than a week, and here we are, the release of the Kylie truck. It actually happened.
Yeah.
Man, she trademarked that and brought it out fast.
That's
I was
crazy.
So excited. Mm-hmm. But so we have the photo of this big pink van, and it's just really cool. The first time that they had this was the Grove, and then the next day they had it in the next day they had it where?
I think it was in Beverly Hills. That's what I heard.
Calabasas.
Oh, it was.
And then today was Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. So it's been three places?
Yes.
Nice.
And so it's basically toured around Los Angeles so far. They've had makeup, merch, a lot of cool stuff. And then the next photo is of the pink hats that they're selling. And it says Kylie Truck Los Angeles. These are only sold exclusively at the truck.
Do people actually buy those hats?
Yeah, I would.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably like 11-year-olds would.
Yeah, I don't like know about a grown woman wearing that pink hat saying Kylie's truck.
I mean, I don't know. Howard, you
sorry,
and I could
Kylie.
Rock it.
Dakota's like, I already got one.
But when you think about it, it is kind of cool. It's only sold exclusively at the truck. So like if it's only touring around L.A. right now, you know, not a lot of people have them. So if anything, pick one up for you, pick one up for eBay, and, you know, make a little money.
I mean, that's a smart business plan. That is smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're exclusive.
How much is each hat?
$20.
Okay, that's not too bad, actually. Yeah, but I still would not buy it.
I've seen them on eBay going for like $80, so.
Oh. No.
Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
You're the eBay master.
I've been trying to sell some stuff on eBay recently because I'm just trying to get my coin.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you. Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hustle, hustle. Especially holiday season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But there's makeup, there's merch, there's a lot of cool things. We got the hats, we've got a lot of cool stuff. And of course, people come lining up really early in the morning, and there's a huge line for this little truck. But apparently, they've done a very good job of keeping it stocked up, which is interesting.
Not like Vegas.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people are saying, okay, well, what's the deal? Why is it so much more stocked up than the actual pop-up shops?
Yeah.
Like, they're actually having the wet set and everything, the holiday collections, like, in stock, this truck. And it's like, what happened to the ones at the store?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. I don't know how they're able to do it. They probably have like a couple separate vans up to the side
probably.
That has stuff in it that they keep restocking.
Yeah.
But it was done by West Coast Customs, the van.
Of course it was.
Isn't that awesome? I love that company. They're just, they come out with the coolest stuff.
For people who don't know what West Coast Customs is, it is the car company that did like Pimp My Ride. Mm-hmm. They were the car company that they would use and have them redo all of the cars.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So, okay. Yeah. Your eyes look really nice. I think the lip color makes your eyes pop. I just have to say that.
I miss you so much.
What color are you wearing today?
I am wearing, it's not a Kylie lip kit, but it's just it's an Anastasia color.
Okay. It kind of looks like Kylie's lip kit titled 22. It's like it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I need to go get some lip kits at the Grove, and I just haven't had a chance.
I'll go with you.
It's been crazy, but yeah, I really want to go.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Got it.
The next thing I wanted to talk about is Chloe avoids walking through the airport because, of course, she's pregnant. She doesn't want to be stopped by paparazzi, autograph hounds. So she decides to bundle up and take a little golf cart ride to the private jet, the front door of the private jet, so that way she gets to avoid all the craziness of the LAX. What do you guys think about that?
Oh.
Okay, so do they always fly private? I think they do.
Unless it's some huge international trip, and then sometimes they have to be first class of like an actual.
You think so? I don't think it happens sometimes. Really?
Yeah. Depending if the country's that far away.
Oh, you think that they never fly commercial?
Yeah, I think they just go private.
They definitely.
I mean, they're expensive.
They should own a private jet. I'm pretty sure they do.
They don't.
No, no, that's a joke. Yeah.
Promise.
No, they don't.
They don't. Definitely flew in. Not private when they went to Europe in one of the episodes recently, because I remember them being at the airport talking about it. I think when they went to Cannes.
Yeah, and then not only that, but there was a whole episode where they're like, let's buy our own private jet. And they're like, oh, that's really expensive. We'll just keep doing what we're doing.
When I was on Life of Kylie, there was a scene where Kylie talked about how it's just easier to fly private just for the
convenience factor of not
making a big commotion and scene at the airport. But, of course, I'm sure you can't always fly private, especially for how much they travel.
Or if you think about it, if you're going to, like, a faraway country, a little private jet's not going to make it all the way. You've got to, you know, you'd have to either do a bunch of different stops or you're going over the ocean. Like, you have to, at some point, have something that's got a lot of fuel in it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be one of those little privates.
I don't know enough about air fuel to answer this question.
Next week we will have a professional in here to talk about, you know, everything like that. The next thing I wanted to talk about was Courtney and Kendall take Penelope ice skating, which is really cool.
So cute.
Aww.
That looks like absolutely so much fun. And they were there. They kind of, I think they pretty much rented out the ice rink and they had some friends join them. And of course they all had it to themselves, which was awesome. But of course there was paparazzi who snuck some shots, but it looks like they're having so much fun. I don't know if it's that or if it's the one in LA or what. It looks like it's not in LA though, because there's grass in the background and stuff, so it couldn't be that.
Courtney looks so pretty.
She does.
She's so cool.
She's so cool. On
it. Her hair is just the best of always. I just love her hair. It's just like always just so
straight
and beautiful.
I miss Kendall. I feel like we don't see Kendall enough, and there she is.
Having fun.
She makes like one appearance. Wait, was she even in tonight's episode?
No, she wasn't.
No.
What
at
the
all?
Heck?
But
what
Kylie was.
But let's talk about that.
But only one scene.
Two scenes.
And it's not enough for me. I want to see.
And
more.
She did not look pregnant.
Well,
it looked
at
like
all.
It was a small bump though.
No,
in the all black.
No. She looked good.
In the all black, I saw a small baby bump.
This
I'm with you, Game Wall. I did not see the baby bump.
I know.
Okay?
Why was she in all black, huh?
I feel like this episode was pre-taped longer than usual because Kim's baby is getting her surrogate is getting ready to have her baby like within the next month or so. I'm pretty sure she already had. She just had the baby shower. Like this baby is about ready to come out.
Yeah.
And this they usually do it like 3 months ahead, so they wouldn't just be finding the surrogate 3 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they filmed this early in advance and wanted to release it around the time that all this stuff was happening and coming to fruition.
Oh.
Twice in one night, you guys. But
was
you know
that
what
your
saying?
Word of the day today?
That's my word of the day. That's my word of the day.
But I like it.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
I feel you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was way pre-taped.
Even with reality TV, even though we're seeing week by week, they could have taped this stuff or parts of this episode first.
Right.
Which probably is what happened, and then they copy and paste it and make episodes for a season. But for the most part, I feel like it's pretty succession
Ish. Yeah, because the storyline...
Can't talk tonight.
Like, the storyline of Chris and Kim, like, battling it out for Chris's affection, that seemed like it was taped somewhat more recently, because in the scene, you could see Kylie was wearing a big, like, long or, like, baggy T-shirt, and her face was just a tiny bit bigger. And then, you know, the scene where she was talking about the surrogate and all that kind of stuff. Wait, that was the storyline. I have no clue, you guys.
Yeah.
This baby appears and it goes away. We don't know where it's hiding. It's interesting to think
Kylie
about.
Kylie has to be showing right now.
Well, she is.
She's technically due in 2 months.
We've seen some photos, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've seen a few.
How is she able to, like, be in hiding? That is my question.
She doesn't have to really do anything except post.
But,
and you can run your company from your house.
But I'm surprised that she hasn't been seen around Calabasas more often than that one
she's
time.
She's staying home.
She's got assistance. Hey, get me ice cream. Get me food. Get
me life.
Do
you just stay in your bed? But do you just stay in your house? Seriously.
She has a huge house.
Yeah. Or she goes to her sister's house.
Well, they can stay in their gated community. She can hop houses. She just has a good time and hops the houses. And you know, she's already said multiple times that she is not, she doesn't feel like she was meant for fame and that she was more just like having... You know, having fun, but she was not meant for this. So I could see her taking a break and being like, this is a great excuse for me to just, like, chill for a while.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she said she has people come over to her house, so she doesn't really have to leave.
Right.
She'll probably do, like, a quick store, like, run to the store down the street and...
That's when she got caught, though. She got caught at the grocery store, or the convenience store or something, and she said that one of the photos was Photoshopped, but then we saw some photos later that looked like... They looked somewhat similar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know. We're not really sure. We haven't cracked the case yet. But one of these days when the baby arrives, we're going to have
to. When the baby's 2 months, she'll be like, oh, I had a baby.
We're going to be like, oh, okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was Dream finally makes her Christmas card appearance.
So cute.
Look at her little tongue. How cute.
Hmm. She looks like Black China.
Well,
a little bit.
Anyway, next.
She looks like Black China and Rob. Like, she really does look like both of their babies.
It's a perfect
blend.
Combination, yeah.
Beautiful child, though. Mm-hmm. Beautiful child. And then Mason's back there running around. Crazy kid.
How do we feel about these photos?
Like, I think they're cute.
I think they're cute, but I'm used to, like, dramatic
Christmas
photos. Yeah, I think they're pretty, I agree. I think they're pretty simple. Like,
simple.
A little boring sometimes. Sorry.
Really? All the kids are just running.
Yeah.
We thought it's a different child running.
Yeah, I don't.
I get
like,
it.
Is it gonna eventually make like a big card where all the photos like link up?
No, I don't think so.
I think
it is. Because look, this is not a full photo. Like
by the
maybe.
But I feel like you know when they put it, because you know sometimes on Instagram they post like random pictures, so when you go to somebody's profile it's like a full full picture, but it's just like it takes a bunch of posts.
Yes.
I hope I make sense.
Yeah, no,
I
know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's what it is. If that's it, then that's pretty cool. If not, this is pretty boring.
Well, the thing is, I thought the same thing as you, but we've already seen some of the kids in other ones, so it's not. We know it's not the same photo, and then Kim has been in a few already, I believe, so it's like I don't feel like there's a way that it could be one big photo. I feel like the last day of 25 Days of Christmas, then she'll release the Christmas card photo.
Yeah.
But the other one with Penelope and Mason was in that exact same position.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right.
We'll see.
We'll see.
But how is there going to be 25 different pictures?
Because when you have a photo shoot, you're able to take a ton of photos.
No, we know that.
If our...
I'm like, girl, I don't know about what photo shoots you've been going to. But they take more than 25 when they're...
Absolutely, you know what I'm saying, they right? do.
But no, if it's saying. One photo, how is it going to be 25 different angles?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we were wrong.
No, not at all. I mean, no, not at all. I've seen like 25 photos come up with one photo of one individual. So I see it happening.
Mm.
There's a lot of family members to photograph. Think of all of them plus all of the children.
I feel like it'll be like the tree with the kids at the background and then keep the Kardashians standing like right in the center with their jeans, their good...
Good American.
Good American jeans. And then the kids are like far, like right behind. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it though. We have to wait and see. I love how we have all these conspiracies. I love it.
Oh, here we go.
But, so something else that I want to say, this kids supply, which is, you know, Kim and Kanye's,
See, I'm right.
But the kids look, that's still running.
Mason is running differently, though.
But no, do you see the tree? Like, it's like,
Oh, no, it is different. It is different.
It's different.
Oh, wait, is it? What is look, he holding
he's,
in that
He's running
one?
Differently.
He is running a different angle.
Well, and he's just he's running that day.
He's just a runner.
It's just too much running.
I don't know. Then if it's just individual photos, I would have liked to see more action. It's pretty boring to be on a white background.
Yeah.
So you must like hate my Instagram.
I like life. No, your Instagram
Have
is cool.
Have you seen my aesthetic? It's all like
it's
white.
It's cute. I know. Totally.
I try to make it blend.
Took a picture of Dakota guys, just like, you know, side note. He did not like the picture because the background is not white and it wouldn't go with his theme. So we have to like redo it to make sure that the background is white. That's how important his Instagram, you know, aesthetic is to him. So totally get it.
But do you like it? To be honest, do you think it's awful or do you like my Instagram?
I think it defines who you are. So
yeah,
I do
it's
like
what
it.
You white, want. It's what you like.
Clean, professional,
simple. Okay, thank you.
Simple.
Is that your way of saying it's a good
thing? It's horrible, Dakota. Horrible.
No, I went through a phase where I wanted to be white, but for my personality, it's a little too boring. Like, okay. Same thing with the Kardashians.
Thanks.
For the Kardashians, I feel like because they're very, like, bougie and out there, that, you know, I might see some crystals or something in the background.
True. Maybe one of these days I'll change my theme. But in the meantime, you can find me at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Let me know what you guys think because who knows? Maybe I'm doing this white thing all in vain.
No, it's cute. It's actually a very popular theme on Instagram.
Okay, cool. Thank
you. I'll give you some, like, editing apps where you can make any picture white.
I like that.
Ooh.
Let's do it over our date at Nobu.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Bye.
You still owe me that.
I do. Okay.
Kim and Kanye's line, the Kids Supply, got some heat for knocking off some famous designers, but Kim is saying that they're not copying, they're just kind of playing, is it called homage? 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 Homage?
I love their clothing line.
What did you say?
Is it Brianna? She'll tell us.
I think it's homage.
Homage.
I've never heard of that term in my life.
It means like giving respect to certain designer, paying tribute.
It's kind of.
Who were they copying?
I don't know. There was some different designers about like.
But
some
these days, every company's copying another company.
That's what I was thinking.
Honestly, it's not like it's a
complete.
Not a big deal.
It's not a complete copy.
What it is.
It's more of like, you know, hints of this and hints of that. You know,
right.
After a certain point, you're going to run out of material. You're going to have to recycle some stuff.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I actually loved their kids' clothing line. It was such a great idea. I would totally dress my future kids in the outfits that I saw.
Same.
So much fun. I love it.
What?
I'm not feeling it.
Oh, no, we
Howard.
Have a problem.
Yeah,
we need to switch. Dakota, come here.
Howard.
Me and Kanye just don't be seeing eye with these clothes.
No, I do not like Kanye, ugly. But I like his style.
The kids' clothes. Sorry, kids. Them kids' clothes are ugly. The ugly kids' clothes. I would not put my babies in those.
Oh,
no.
I would put mine.
Mm-mm. Howard,
I'm
the door.
You're not coming to Nobu with us. Okay.
They're ugly kids' clothes.
I love them. I think it's great.
Thank you. What about you, Shanti?
I don't know what they are. I feel so uneducated. I'm so sorry.
Brianna.
Wow.
Brianna.
Give me some examples.
Lots of fur.
Yeah.
Like fur jackets for the
or
kids?
Sometimes they'll just have like weird dresses, cool dresses with like sneakers, like for the. It's interesting.
Like
I like
up
it.
And it's,
oh, I don't like the cut up thing.
I like
That's
it.
What I'm saying.
Not for my kid.
Not for the babies.
Not for the babies.
They're gonna get cold.
What is the name of their brand?
It's called the Kids Supply.
Oh, the Kids Supply. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of sounds like a stationery store, though.
Yeah.
The Kids Supply.
Either that or like a kids outlet.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Kids Gap or you know.
Yeah.
Gap for Kids type. That's kind of what the name sounds like, but the clothing is nice. I like it.
It's so cute.
Where does one buy this? Online?
I'm pretty sure it's like kidssupply.com or something.
How expensive
like that.
Is it?
That I haven't looked into.
I thought it was actually expensive.
I don't know, but I
oh
love
my gosh.
It.
Look at this pink
adorable.
Thing.
No, I know that you got a two piece. It's so cute.
It's a two piece guenois.
That's a swimsuit, Howard.
No.
Your kid's not going to be in a swimsuit.
Not for the babies. They need a one piece.
Howard, you're not going to look.
Look at her dress in the corner. The pink is a pretty pink, but not for the kids.
Not for the children.
What are you going to dress your daughter in? I feel
regular,
bad now.
Like cute, like, you know how we were growing up, everybody had cute little kid clothes.
Yeah.
Nothing like high fashion. Like, I need
I was
kids
all
to look
out
like
when
kids.
I was a child.
I know, because this is like adult clothing for kids.
Exactly.
Like bomber jackets.
I love it.
But it's kind of cute.
So cute. Our kids would be amazingly dressed. We should have our kids do little play dates someday.
Oh, they'll have photo shoots together for sure.
I love it.
For sure.
Howard's sitting over there like...
Your kids can just enjoy regular clothing.
I know. Howard's like, what was it?
My kids would be just fine.
Oh, I love it.
Looking like babies.
Looking like
regular 2-year-olds.
Oh, I love you guys. So the next thing is Kendall supports her boyfriend, Blake Griffin, at his comedy show in Hollywood. Apparently, she went on the red carpet, took one photo, then went through a side door and was the front row, front and center for her boyfriend's show.
Just like Chris right here.
Why is he doing a comedy show?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Wait, he was doing it or they were just going to support
He was
somebody?
Doing it.
I didn't think he was funny. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had no
apparently
idea.
He's funny.
Yeah, he does like some funny stuff, like funny videos.
I don't
really
know him,
spoofy videos. I've had a crush on him for a very long time.
Oh,
he is cute.
Yeah, and I've seen him.
I've had a crush on a lot of people, Sean.
I know. I have lots of crushes on a lot of people, and I'm single.
So you said you've seen him in real life?
Yeah, I've seen him a bunch of times in life. In life, in real
life. Like where?
I saw him like at Creation Juice. I saw him.
Are people all up on him when he's there in person?
No.
Nobody cares?
Oh, wow. Santa Monica's pretty chill. Like, people don't really bother celebrities.
Interesting.
I don't know where else I saw him. It's been a long time.
At your wedding.
In my dream.
When you're walking down the aisle.
Mike.
That's funny.
But, okay, so do we think that Kendall might be a lesbian?
No. What?
No.
Yeah, no.
What?
Have you ever thought about that or heard that?
Never.
No.
Where did this come from right now? I'm confused.
I'm sorry. I brought that
up. Do you want her to be lesbian?
No, but me and my friends were talking. Wait, Brianna, did you say something? Oh, I thought she did. No, my friend mentioned it one time, and it makes sense, because she, before this, she, like, was the only one that hadn't had a boyfriend.
She had Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. And ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was ASAP Rocky, but I just wouldn't be surprised.
I would.
I would be surprised.
Okay.
I wouldn't be that surprised.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that she...
Can't you kind of see it?
I can kind of see it, but she's been with some guys recently, so unless it's a publicity stunt, or maybe she's bi, who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Shanti's like, hopefully.
Okay, yeah.
Shanti is like, okay. I like them together. I mean, I don't really know much about the relationship, Kendall and Blake, but...
Yeah. They seem cute. They seem like they're really having a good time.
I'm just getting such Chris vibes in Kendall's face. It's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she's
so
her
strong.
Daughter. But,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like her face looks different here than usual.
Yes,
maybe just the
maybe
angle.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
The angle or, like, the way she's, like, you know, and her new lips or something, you know?
Oh, look, possibly. She's wearing his jacket. I didn't notice that.
So cute.
That is so cute.
I love that.
I like
when it's
them.
Cold, you better take your jacket off and give it to me. You know what I mean?
I think it's cute.
Chivalry is not dead.
That's right. You go, Blake. The next thing is the fact that Caitlyn Jenner arrives to the 2017 GQ Men of the Year party in a purple sports car.
Oh.
She showed up, this like, she's not usually on red carpets these
days.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
She shows up in this bang-in sports car.
Mm-hmm.
Shows her face, has a good time, and then leaves. But
who's she with?
I don't know if it's an assistant or who.
Yeah.
But it's not anybody that's like...
Kardashian.
It's not anybody like a date or anything, I don't believe.
Wow.
Speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, I read something that her dogs went missing during
the fire.
Oh my
gosh, yes. Oh. Well, so Caitlyn's house wasn't affected by the fire, but the strong winds did rip off her roof and her dog was sucked out the window.
Oh.
Wow.
But it said not to be feared, she found the dog.
Oh,
and it was
thank
it
gosh.
Was okay. And the dog was okay.
Wow. But she lost her roof, though.
Why are you laughing?
Whatever.
I'm not laughing.
Replaceable.
I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking.
At least she didn't lose her dog.
Can you imagine just sitting there? She's got her little tea, and she's like, well, my name is Kate Lindner. You know, she's sipping her tea. Having a fabulous day going through GQ Men of the Year magazine, when all of a sudden, bam, yeah. Window, dog goes snatched right out the window. That's just an interesting visual, okay?
That's so messed up of us to be laughing.
And she's like, oh, no. You know, it's like I can imagine the entire scene playing out in my head. And I'm not making fun of it. It just seems like something out of a movie. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that she's okay. And I'm glad her house and her daughter are okay.
I know.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sucks that you know, the roof is going to have to be put back on. I'm just happy that all living things were accounted for and that they're okay. But yeah, I can just see it in my head. I can just see it like a movie. Snatched, you know?
Snatched.
But anywho, the next thing, the finale, You know how last week we were saying that they weren't together anymore?
Scott and Sophia back on.
They're back on. Not only that, they went to the Sugar Factory, and it was their first event that they were like an actual couple. And then this is a paparazzi shot. They kissed for the paparazzi.
Wow.
I got a question for you guys.
Hit it.
Does this make anybody feel uncomfortable? Yes. Like, just Scott. I don't know. There's something about it that's like, I don't know. He doesn't seem that into it. It just seems
she doesn't seem into it.
It just seems posed.
You think?
I feel like he seems into it. She doesn't seem into it.
Oh, she's into it.
Yeah, I think she's into it.
You think so?
I think she's into it.
I think she's really into it.
Yeah.
I wonder what her dad thinks. You know, Lionel Richie is such a big name. Does he?
Yeah, they said he's done, he said, I don't know where he said it, but he was like, would you want your daughter dating Scott Disick? I mean, he's a total douche or something like that. He's not really for it at all. But, I mean,
I didn't know this.
If I was Lionel, I wouldn't be for it either. Like,
would you want your 19-year-old daughter dating a 34-year-old?
No.
Especially if he's got Scott's reputation.
Yes.
You know?
And I'm like, he's already got a made family. He's got 3 kids.
Yeah. You know, we took a long time to do tea time, you guys. Here I was. Let's do a 30-minute recap.
No. Yeah, and it's already 40 minutes into it.
That's why I just looked at him crazy.
Okay, so let's get into this recap. So, Baby One More Time. The main points here. Courtney is learning French for Eunice. She's, like, not using his name. It's, like, this big ordeal. Chloe confronts her. They kind of have a fight, which is unusual for the two of them.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, she admits she has a boyfriend. That they're, you know, she didn't say how serious they are if they say I love you, but they're going to start working out together, and it seems like it's a lot more serious, and finally out in the open. But an interesting line she says is, I'm not using his name on the show. So she kind of broke down the fourth wall and kind of like, you know, a lot of them, they pretend like the cameras aren't there, but.
Mm-hmm. I know, I liked that.
It was kind of interesting, right?
Yeah. But didn't you guys think it was funny how Chloe was getting mad at her when really Chloe does that with her boyfriends? Remember how every time she has a boyfriend, mm-hmm. Chloe, she's super secretive, and Kim and Courtney try to figure out who she's dating and where she's going, mm-hmm. and there's all those episodes about it. And then Courtney's basically doing the exact same thing that Chloe is doing now, or used to do, sorry.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, you're being kind of a hypocrite, Chloe.
Because she did that with Tristan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and French Montana.
She did.
She was so secretive about it. It was like living that double life, quote unquote.
You guys know what I'm about to do.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so for Kardashian Corner right now, I want to know what you guys at home think, so make sure to let us know in the comments below. But are you with Khloe? Do you think, yes, I think that you're being ridiculous, Courtney, and you need to forget all about this and just, like, say his name and just admit that you're in a relationship? Or are you with Courtney, all about keeping things private because after everything that happened with Scott, she doesn't want all that to play out on TV? Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
A divided panel. Okay, Howard, let us know.
I would think you would say Courtney after what you just said.
Well, no, I was just saying that Chloe was being hypocritical. I still want to know all about Courtney's relationship.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, all right.
I'm with Chloe. I mean, she's just right. I mean, Courtney, spill the beans. It's just a name. If it's all over the press, all over the TV, like, we know what's going on. Spill the beans. Chloe had every right to talk to her and say, listen, this is how we make our money. People want to be interested in our show. If you keep holding on to this name, people are just going to, like, tune away.
I mean, do you think, though, does she have to say the name? Everyone already knows. Like, if she doesn't want to fully release everything, she's protecting herself and her heart after everything that happened with Scott.
That's true.
Good,
she needs to say the name, though. Like, she has
say
to.
The
we
name.
Need to know, like, it's Eunice.
Maybe he doesn't want to even be part of the show.
Possibly.
Okay, so I wrote down, why doesn't Court want Eunice to be on the show? Like, why not?
Maybe he doesn't want to be, or why would she? They barely started dating. Like, why is she going to give him instant fame?
Mm-hmm.
And she's not even sure about him.
Right.
He doesn't have to be on the show, but I still need a name.
Eunice. There you go.
Eunice, there you go.
Moving on. From Courtney.
So the next storyline that I loved was how Chris was a little scammer and mm-hmm. basically was like, I love Kylie. I think Kylie is my... She didn't say it, but basically saying that Kylie was her favorite. And kind of like scammed them into thinking that Kylie was buying her a massage and like getting her this... was it a toaster?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All these different things. And, like, in the end, Kim and Chloe were kind of battling it out to see who was going to be the one who was the favorite. And I love how Chloe like rented out Saks
Fifth Avenue. That was amazing.
Oh, that was cool.
I was like, that's really awesome. And then Kim gets her favorite cake. And then the end, I just loved seeing Chris wear the cake.
That was cool. That was probably one of my favorite episodes, honestly.
Yeah.
It was very entertaining.
It was.
Have you ever had a cake in your face?
Yes.
No. I knew you would say yes, Gamois.
Because you've had like 15 birthday cakes. One of them had to have ended up in your face.
Yeah. I just had a feeling.
But they actually like threw my head in it.
Were you annoyed?
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Well, all my makeup. Yeah. I can't take pictures after that. But yeah,
it was
fun.
You were so mad.
Who did that?
Okay, now we're getting deep into
What
this.
Is his name? Say the name.
Say the name.
No, it was just my friends. It was just my very entertaining friends. Oh, absolutely no guy. That would not be okay.
Yeah. You would, like, drop
That's
him.
Such a turnoff,
I know
actually.
This is, like, completely, like, different than birthday cake in the face, but just because it's kind of on the same subject, I just want to hear what your guys' thoughts are about wedding cake. Smushing face or no smushing face?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
That's Does that even happen?
Atrocity. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, you go like
oh,
this.
No. Oh, that's not cute.
You shove it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
like that.
So not cute.
No.
I would file for a divorce.
Well, you hadn't even signed the paper yet, so you're good.
Here's the thing. If people do it, I don't hate it because I think it's kind of funny, but I just wouldn't want to do it.
Right. I like watching it.
Yeah, I like watching it, but I want don't my makeup to be me. Beautiful, and I want to look perfect on my wedding day, so don't put the cake in my face.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I thought Chris looked great with cake on her face. I was like, yes, there you go. You get. You know how they say you can't have your cake and eat it, too? Mm-hmm. I was like... Chris, you can't have your cake and wear it too. You gotta, you know what I'm saying, girl?
Is Kylie's Chris's new favorite though? For real?
What do you guys think? I think right now, I think Kylie
she's
does probably treat her better than the others, and you know she's always
even after
talking
she was
about,
pregnant by somebody that Chris is not too fond of.
I mean, I think.
Ooh, I love when you guys do that. It makes me feel like I said something important.
I think still, yeah. I think so. I think, obviously, Chris was upset, but I think that she kind of got over it and realized that Kylie is still her daughter and, you know.
I feel like Kim will forever be her favorite.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think?
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's what I thought for
Kylie's
a long time, too.
Kylie's the new one
too,
in charge. She's the head of the game.
She is.
And
but
she's the youngest.
At
so
the same
she...
time, like she has kind of taken a backseat a little bit ever since she got pregnant, you know, as far as like being out there. So I feel like a lot of people, you know, are talking about her still, obviously, but she hasn't shown her face a ton. And I feel like hopefully after the baby comes, she's able to kind of show her face again, because I think that that was always a big part of why everyone was talking about her, because she was always out and everyone was taking photos of what she was wearing and she was always in the center of everything. No matter what, though, I love her so much, and like whatever she chooses to do, I just respect the fact that she kept the child and wants to be a mother, a good mother to the child, and I love that. That speaks volumes about her character, so I applaud her for that.
You go ahead, Kylie.
Yes, definitely. The last storyline was the fact that Kim wants to get a surrogate, and I loved it. It worked out, and she's having a girl, which we all kind of knew because the theme of her baby shower was very pink and everything. But what did you guys think of that?
I was happy that she was getting a surrogate. She wants to expand her family, and she knows that it's difficult for her to carry another baby, but she still wants to continue expanding. This is the perfect opportunity, you know, surrogacy or adopting, but I was happy.
I was always surprised that they didn't have surrogates from the get-go, because they're all about their bodies.
That's true.
So I was surprised that this is the first time she has a surrogate, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's that, you know, feeling when you're going to have babies, like you want it to be your own, and you want it to come from you.
Yeah.
So, I
No, I
But I wouldn't be surprised either. That's, like, super vain. That's beyond vain if you are going to have a surrogate just to keep your body.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like that happens all the time in Hollywood, though, because that is your career. That's what your livelihood is a lot of times
There's
your looks and your body.
All the plastic surgery going on and all the extra money they have for personal training, I think they'll be fine.
It's like they can bounce
back. I mean, look
back.
At Chris.
That's true.
She had six kids, and she's, like, beautiful.
Yeah. Kylie is going to bounce back quick just because she's young.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Definitely. Man, I was just so sure, though, that Kylie was Kim's surrogate for a long time.
That was so weird. Why did you think that?
I just thought it. Mm-hmm. You know?
No.
I just had a feeling, a gut feeling.
It's
but it didn't
weird
work out.
And ancestral. You wanted it to be Dakota.
I'm sorry. I'm just happy.
When do we think that Courtney's going to have more kids? Because she keeps hinting at saying, like, oh, I want more kids. Even in this episode, she was like, I want three more. But before, she said, I wouldn't mind having at least one more.
I don't know. I just hope that it's not from a broken relationship. I hope that she figures out if she wants to be with Eunice or if Scott works out. But I don't think she should hopefully not have babies with any other guy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, just for the sanity of the kids. You know, I just feel like, you know, you should have kids with people who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And it's not, you know, it's not supposed to be this big custody battle like China and Rob. And you know what I'm saying? And that's not healthy for the kids or anybody. So who knows? But I really hope that if it is going to be another child, it's with someone she's serious about and she's going to, like, be with for the rest of her life.
So we don't think it's Scott.
No, because she hasn't been with him in a long time. Yeah. So they can't physically make a baby if they haven't been together.
But isn't that how Rain came? Weren't they not together after Penelope? And then she got together with him for like a brief moment and then she got pregnant?
That I don't know. I don't remember.
Sure.
I feel like that was happening. Maybe I made that up.
I feel like this is the longest amount of time that they've been not together, and not to mention they both have significant others now.
That's true.
What did you think when Kim was saying something funny like, well, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to forget that we're even going to have a baby, and then a month beforehand I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a baby, I got to get everything together. I thought that was funny.
It makes sense, because if you're not actually carrying the baby, it's easy to forget because you're not really living it. It's not growing in your stomach.
Yeah, you're still drinking, still having a good time.
Yeah, she was saying, like, I feel like I want to pig out now to celebrate, but I should probably go to the gym. Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to cause a lot of problems maybe in the future, because there's this huge debate on, like, surrogate babies. Like, who's the real mother? The one who's actually carrying the child or not? Mm. So, I don't know. I feel like in future episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we'll see some...
Also, it's interesting that... I guess you don't hear a lot about how... I mean, I'm sure this happens all the time, but families have kids that are some surrogates, some not surrogate. But that'd be interesting. I want to know,
like, who would you love more? Like,
Her
baby? Or no, seriously.
Technically, like, it is still her baby.
It is her baby for sure, but, like, is she going to feel like she bonded more with North than with...
She carried her, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. This is a very interesting topic. To be honestly,
I feel like she should still love the child.
No, she will love the child for sure. But I mean, like, will North be her favorite? Because she actually carried North. She went through the entire process. She felt North. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. And then, you know, is the surrogate after she gives birth to the baby, is she just never going to see her again or never?
And that must be tough on the surrogate, honestly. Yeah.
Well, if you go into this knowing this is not your child,
help your emotions sometimes. I've heard so many stories of surrogate, you know, mothers coming later on and saying, like, this is my child. Like, I have the right to see him. I carried that baby, whatever the case is.
Oh, that's messy.
So that's when you bring the lawyers in. Mm-hmm. You need to sign that paperwork.
When you bring the what?
Yeah.
Lawyers.
I thought you said that's when you bring the Lord in. I was like,
that's just call on Jesus. Hallelujah. But you bring in the lawyers and you say, listen, boo, you're going to have to sign up all your rights. Kim Chanel, she's a businesswoman. I understand you might get attached. I understand you might, you know, love this baby and come back in 5 years. But you sign in these papers and don't follow me because I have security.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
If I did it as a business, like, it's strictly business. It's my baby. Get all attached if you want to, but I will sue that booty.
I did love how it seems like Kim really loves the surrogate, though, and that she, like, got to handpick her and that she really likes her. But next, let's get into a Kardashian beauty breakdown that Shanti submitted.
I
always love seeing what you have to say.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
You're the bomb.
Hey, you guys. In this week's style segment, we are breaking down another one of Kim Kardashian's outfits. She was recently on The Late Late Show with James Corden. Check out the video here.
All right, guys, I'm about to go do James Corden. I'm wearing this Ralph Lauren dress. You guys should tune in tonight. Don't forget to watch Cameron Corden. Bye, guys, lunch time.
I absolutely love this look on Kim. This dress hugs her in all the right places, and she looks amazing. Glowing. I just can't get enough of it. This is another fashion win for you, Kimmy.
Shorts, Kimmy.
What's that?
Praise the Lord.
No
for
more
that.
Biker shorts, Kimmy.
Did you guys like that outfit?
I thought it was so cute. It's actually one of my favorites that I've seen in the recent past.
Is that how big her fragrance bottles are, though? Those are huge.
I know.
That's a huge bottle. Very interesting.
I love how it was just kind of placed there. The bottle was just moving up and down with the dress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, Kim? trying to do two in one.
Did you guys hear about Australia banned her fragrance because of... Damn it, I don't remember why, but it was because of the alcohol content or something. There was a reason, and it just got banned.
No way.
And she's refunding people.
That's so sad. I wonder why.
I know. We'll look into it, and we'll let you know next week for sure.
And originally, there was going to be like three different fragrances, and they were all going to release in different countries exclusively to that country or exclusively to that place. And that ended up not happening because you can buy all three of them. So that was an interesting change. I like that they did that, though, because that's more money for her, because everyone's going to want all the fragrances.
But. Yeah, why would you only have certain scents available to certain areas?
I don't know. Mm. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. This has been so much fun, as usual. I will be gone next week, because I'm going to go back home to Missouri for a while to live it up for Christmas with my family. And we're going to miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you guys, too. I'll be here next week.
Oh, I love you, too.
You're going to be here next week.
Just the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so you will be here next week. And then... where can everyone find you on social media?
Everybody can find me on... Actually, my website. All my social media links are there. www.ginwazi.com.
Hi. Shanti. You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @HowardTheThird. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And I'm assuming that there's not going to be any episodes for Christmas Eve or New Year's. So we will be... The studio will be closed during that time. But then we will be up and running again after that, January 7th. So make sure to tune in. We love you guys. We will miss you. And did I say where you can find me on social media?
No, you did not.
You can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And it would mean a lot to me if you could watch my audition tape for Nickelodeon. They're watching me. They're interested in possibly hosting... for me to host their new game show, which would be awesome.
Nice.
So if you could go, I'll put the link in the description below. If you guys could, like, comment on it and watch it, like, every view, everything counts, and I would love you guys forever. So thank you for watching, and we will keep up with you later.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.